food. There's wonderful food. I love Christmas food. All that stuff that you'd seem a bit decadent to eat during the rest of the year, you can eat it at Christmas and nobody blinks an eye. It's great. Presents. Hand up if you like a present. Yeah, we all like a present. Holidays, bit of time off work. It's wonderful. Some of the best things about being human happen at Christmas time. But Christmas also highlights some of the difficulties about being human, right? Families fight. The food's not always what we hope it might be. We get gifts we don't really want. All of a sudden, the holidays are finished. Those things are maybe little things, but there's big things, right? Broken families. People have to spend Christmas without their kids. People are lonely. Some people sit at home by themselves at Christmas. Each Christmas, it's the first Christmas that someone's missing from the table. So, what's wrong with the world? But even at what is often the best time, a wonderful time to be human, there's terrible things going on. It's not just Christmas, right? It's all the time. 24/7, 365 days a year. Broken families are not just broken on Christmas. People who are lonely are not just lonely at Christmas. Mental illness doesn't just happen at Christmas. People don't just die at Christmas. Poverty doesn't just happen at Christmas. It happens all the time. I think we can be real with each other and say, despite the wonderful things in the world, there is something wrong. Not just with the world or with leaders or countries or other people, but with us too, right? Me and you. We don't live the way that we want to live. We don't do things we know we should. He's going, this is a bit of a buzzkill for Christmas, Mike. But it's true, right? The world, from top to bottom, can be great, but it's not perfect. No way. In fact, to live a life where things are going good or great most of the time is the exception, not the rule. This isn't a new problem, right? It's not like I just sat and had to think about what I was going to say and all of a sudden discovered this myself, that no one had thought about this before. The brokenness of the world hasn't just been stumbled upon. People have known it for thousands and thousands of years. The Bible, in fact, describes this state of the world as darkness. One of the ways it describes darkness. God speaks into the chaos of creation. He speaks light into the darkness. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament describes God's people as people walking in darkness. How would you describe the world? Do you agree with the Bible's summation, this idea that it is broken? That it's not how it's supposed to be? That it is dark. Is it broken? Maybe you wouldn't agree. Maybe you wouldn't agree. Lots of people don't agree. Some people would say, no, Mike, it's not broken. This is all there is. It's just a cosmic accident that we're here. We can't quite fully explain it. We can go right back. We can't quite get those first few milliseconds, but sometime in the future, probably science will explain that to us. It's just that we don't know. So the brokenness isn't really brokenness. It's just random. Wrong and evil, they're not really moral categories, but rather they're just realities that we live with that we don't like. And we might even work to alleviate them. In fact, we would work to alleviate them, but they're not sort of a question of right or wrong. They're just happening. It's random. If this is you here tonight, then I imagine darkness, brokenness, sinfulness as a way to describe the world, that's not really going to work. That's not going to fly. I don't think you would agree. The world, if it is just random chance, then there is not right and wrong. It's just random. And now, no doubt, you would want to live in a way that might alleviate that as much as possible, but it is just random. So maybe you wouldn't agree that the world is broken. But maybe some of you here would say that you reckon there is something wrong with the world. There's something more than random chance. The world isn't the way that it's meant to be. Something's missing. That some things are actually evil. That some things are actually wrong. That the world is a dark place. The world, despite the glimpses of goodness, is broken. If that's you, then you would agree with John. John would agree with you, who wrote that passage that Wilbur just read out. And the words of John here are cause for hope for people who see the world and say, hey, I don't think it's all it's meant to be. I don't think it's working the way it's really meant to. I really want to look at just one verse tonight. That's verse 9. If you've got your Bible there, you can have a look at it. You can hear me read it out. And John says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Some 2,000 years ago, God broke into the darkness of the world. Jesus, God in the flesh, was born in a stable in an insignificant town. But John says that this event, this birth in an insignificant town and a birth, lots of people have been born before, fairly mundane event, that this baby, this birth, the Lord Jesus, he is the light. And so this mundane event is actually enormous. You see, this baby, the Lord Jesus, he is the light, John says, the true light, not a light, not a momentary flash, not a glimmer, but the true light. The true light shines against the backdrop of the world. Me and my family, we've just moved from the city down south to Kingston, out the back of Kingston, in the bush. Proper dark when you turn the lights off. So much that it surprised me. The first night we were there, I was getting ready to go to bed. All the other lights were off. I turned a light switch off and just casually turned off as I was walking. But it was the last one and all of a sudden, I had no idea where I was. It was a new house as well, so I wasn't exactly sure where the doors were. So I just kind of moved around till I found the light switch again, put it back on. So what did I do? I bought myself a torch. Not any torch. I went to Bunnings and I said, I want the brightest torch you have. 1,300 lumens. Very bright. I can stand there, I can light things up. But guess what? When I bought it, it was a daytime. I had no idea whether it was that good or not when I got outside. If you shine a light in the daytime, a torch in the light doesn't do anything. If the world is really broken, if it's really sinful, if the world is really dark, then Jesus, as the light, shines in that darkness. You see, light is everything that darkness is not, right? Jesus is the light, the true light, because the brokenness, the sinfulness, the darkness that is part of you and part of me is not part of him. Jesus' life that he will live, that you can read about through the rest of John's gospel, will not be marred by the dark thoughts and actions that my life and your life is. He's God. He's God in the flesh. When he dies on the cross, his death will not be final because the darkness that can overcome us, that causes our death, cannot overcome him. It cannot overpower the light. And so he doesn't stay dead 3 days again. He rises again. His incarnation, his life, his death, his resurrection means that Jesus shines as the light of the world into the brokenness, into the darkness, into the sinfulness of the world. Jesus came that we might know God. And we might come into his light. Verse 18, John says, and this is the big point of this first little section of John's gospel. It kind of sets the whole thing up. It says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, that's Jesus, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Jesus makes God known. Now that great torch I was telling you about that I bought? If I go out in my backyard in the dark, I can light up any tree on my property from any distance, anywhere. I'm sure my neighbor's like, what is that guy doing? It's like, right? Jesus makes God known. Part of him being the light, part of what John does here using the light, he talks about two things. One is, Jesus is a light. He comes and he shines in the darkness because he's other. He is the light. He's other than darkness. He is good. He is holy. He is pure, how we are not. But also, he shines like a light because he shows us God. He reveals something we couldn't see before. Jesus came. He makes God known. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Jesus' promise to us is not a quick fix. This invitation to come and live in the light is no quick fix to the darkness of this world right now. We're still affected by the brokenness of the world. But Jesus' promise to come and live in his light is much bigger than that. See, if it was just alleviation in this life, if things were just a bit easier in this life, that's not enough. Jesus is the true light that gives life. Jesus came not to shine in the darkness, but to obliterate the darkness, to get rid of the darkness, to destroy the brokenness, to forgive the sinfulness, to renew and restore all of this. And we're invited to come and enjoy that light now in the messiness of the world. We enjoy all that good stuff that the light brings. All of the good stuff about Christmas comes because of Jesus. In fact, every good thing we have comes because of the Lord Jesus. But it's not just to enjoy it now, but to enjoy it forever. And so Jesus asks us, as we read through his gospel, as we see what John says, he says, will you come and enjoy the light? Will you come and enjoy the light? So my hope is that this Christmas, that I and you, as we experience all the great things that Christmas brings, that we would remember that all of that goodness, all of that light comes from him. But also, as we experience and we see the brokenness of the world that is sort of highlighted at Christmas, all of the darkness that we wish wasn't there, that we would remember that that's not the end. That's not all there is. That's not the last word. The true light that gives life to the world has come, and he brings light to the world. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you for your word that you speak to us, and we thank you that you came. That the Lord Jesus came as the true light, and not just to shine in the darkness, but to obliterate the darkness, to forgive our sin, to make things right. And Lord, we pray this Christmas that you would comfort those with this message of hope who live amidst a world of brokenness and darkness. Lord, we pray we'd be truly thankful for all of the good things we experience as well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Merry Christmas.